The Cafe Racer shootings happened a year ago tomorrow. Ian Stawicki was a coffee shop regular. That morning, he went into the University District Cafe and shot several people. By the end of the day, he had killed five people, and he killed himself. As friends of the many people lost that day tried to sort out what happened and deal with the massive grief, questions were flying about Ian Stawicki. Did he have a mental illness? Should he have been treated? Are budget cuts making it tougher for people like him to get help? Omnen Schoenfeld joins me now. He heads the Mental Health and Chemical Abuse Division for King County. First off, let's talk about Ian Stawicki. Where does he fit into those questions?
Well, I think you've asked some very good questions. We don't really know whether he had a mental illness or not. We don't know whether if he had been referred for mental health treatment that he would have accepted or that he would have qualified in any way to receive that treatment. So there are a lot of questions. I think the one thing we do know is that there have been a lot of budget cuts for mental health treatment over the last 4 or 5 years, and that has had an impact, and it has restricted availability of services for people who are in need.
Okay, and so we know that Ian Stawicki didn't actually have any evaluation ever, so that we do know, right?
We do. His father said that he never talked to anyone, he never referred him to services.
And also, his father talked about how it was really tough because Ian was resistant to that. What kind of options do families have, like Ian's father, in trying to convince people who might have something to go and, you know, get evaluated?
There's really two big questions there. First, if someone really doesn't want to go to treatment, there is no way to force them into treatment except through the involuntary commitment law. And that would require calling our office, designated mental health professionals who have the authority to involuntarily commit someone for 72 hours of evaluation and treatment if the person has a mental illness and as a result of that mental illness they're presenting a danger to themselves or others or are gravely disabled under the law, meaning they can't take care of their basic needs of health and safety. And a lot of people think that it's very, very difficult to meet that standard. We actually involuntarily commit well over 3,000 people a year. So it's certainly not impossible. It is, however, something that we take very seriously. It is a restriction of someone's liberty. And so they do have to meet a legal standard before we involuntarily detain someone. So that's the first part, is if they're not voluntary. And then the second part really is, well, what if they are voluntary? How can they get treatment? And that is also a problem, because if they don't have the funding, if they don't have someone who can pay for them, if they don't have health insurance, if they're not on Medicaid, then it's very, very difficult to get into those services. And I don't know the financial status of Mr. Stawicki or whether he was on Medicaid or whether he had insurance or anything, but that can be a real issue for a lot of people.
And before I let you go, I really want to get back to what you mentioned, which is that budget cuts really are a problem. So where do we stand?
Well, where we stand is we've received millions of dollars in cuts over the last 4 years. I think the legislature really does want to do more for mental health treatment this session. And there is some extra money for some additional services. However, that's really linked to speeding up the implementation of a change in the Involuntary Treatment Act from 2015 up to 2014. And they know that making it easier to get people committed will cost a lot of money, and so they are putting some resources into that. But that doesn't nearly make up for all the cuts that we've had over the last 4 years. So we still have a long ways to go in order to have sufficient funding to help people who are in need in this state.
Omnen Schoenfeld heads the Mental Health and Substance Abuse Division for King County. Thank you so much for talking with me today, Omnen.
Thank you, Sarah.
Tomorrow, we'll talk again with Omnen, this time about the false notions surrounding mental illness and how that makes it tough for people with these diseases to get help. I'm Sarah Lerner. This is KUOW News.